Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 19th of April, 2024. From Manx Radio, 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the island. Background to the news and sport and business and travel updates. The newsmakers in person this evening. Got a situation at the airport. There was an incident involving a twin-engine light aircraft. Everything's, for the moment, postponed and cancelled at the airport. The old Villiers site's recommended for development. A new voting system for Port St Mary yesterday. A call to arms for hospitality, and the Ravens host AFC Liverpool at the Bowl tomorrow evening.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Christian Jones.
Fastamai. An incident is developing at the Isle of Man Airport after emergency services have been seen attending the scene of a twin-engine light aircraft. We understand passengers have been told only one person was on board the plane and they are reported to be safe and well. Further updates for those waiting to depart are expected imminently. More than 100 island-based hospitality businesses behind a call-to-arms meeting are hoping for a better working relationship with the Manx government. A statement issued by the Licensed Victuallers Association highlights the rate of VAT, minimum wage legislation and regulatory pressures, among others. And plans to develop the old Villiers site in Douglas have been recommended for approval. It's been empty since the old hotel was demolished in the 1980s. In international news, Scotland's former First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has been speaking to reporters outside her Glasgow home for the first time since her husband was charged with embezzling SNP funds. She's described matters as incredibly difficult. A former ambassador to the UK in Tehran thinks Israel showed Iran its highly sensitive facilities are within reach. The Israelis have yet to confirm their drones targeted a major Iranian airbase and a nuclear site near the central city of Isfahan last night. It seems there's yet to be a significant pickup in spending in UK shops. Official figures show sales volumes were flat in March. Those are the update news headlines next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Nora Meyer, thank you, Christian. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, we have no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight to moderate and smooth later. The weather for this evening, dry. Late sunshine, a light to moderate northwest, and it's a lovely evening on the island, down to 3 degrees through the night. There is a risk of grass frost in Frost Hollows. For Saturday, dry and sunny and light breezes, top temperature 12, dry overnight, minimum 6 degrees, and for Jaduni, dry with sunny intervals first thing, then a cloudy afternoon and 13 degrees Celsius. Well, the tide turned about an hour ago. Sunsets at 29 minutes past 8. The high tide tonight, 25 past 10. Low water was 4:30 tomorrow morning. Sunrise, 4 minutes past 6 tomorrow. And the morning high water is at 21 minutes past 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbrook Trading Estate.
For the moment, everything is delayed or diverted at Ronalds Way Airport. And as soon as we know what the situation is, of course, you'll get it straight away on Manx Radio. Plans to develop the old Villiers site in Douglas have been recommended for approval. The site's been empty since the old hotel was felled in the 1980s. And the story is from Amy Griffiths.
The Tevye Group wants to build two separate buildings on the site. The principal building would have a mixture of retail and office space, including a gym and an underground car park, while the second would be a six-storey hotel with capacity for 80 beds. Planning officers say it would help meet several of government's goals, including growing the economy, developing brownfield sites and attracting private investment to the island. It's been recommended the proposals be approved because they're said to have a positive impact upon the area and benefit the local economy. They've also had conditional support from public bodies, including the Departments of Infrastructure and Enterprise, as well as Douglas Council. A number of submissions have have been received, including from Visit Isle of Man. It says it's fully supportive of the scheme because there's a need for hotel accommodation on the island after a continued loss over the last 10 years and the anticipated high-quality finish of the design improving visitor experience. Meanwhile, the Department for Enterprise says the plans were developed on a number of goals of the government's island plan and therefore supports it. The planning committee is due to make a decision on Monday.
A new voting count system was introduced at the Portsmouth Mary Commissioners by-election last night. Clerk of Commissioners Hayley Kinvig and Frank Carolan, the head of the Crown and Elections at the Cabinet Office, said the new system will be rolled out at more elections.
The turnout was fantastic, 25%. The last by-election we had contested was in 2017. We had about 16% turnout. So for a by-election, 25% we're really, really pleased with.
Yeah, the new count was based on the kangaroo boards. So you can count up to 25 ballots in one go. Hopefully it made it a quicker system, simple to follow and very transparent.
And are you hoping to get this rolled out at more by-elections and any local elections in the future?
Yeah, we hope to standardise this across all electoral events.
Worked really well. It was streamlined, it was efficient, it was quick. Normally we're counting piles a couple of times, but it only meant that we had to count them through once. We were done and dusted well within an hour for 25% turnout. That was really good. Yeah, we would be more than happy to use it again.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
The penultimate match of the NWCFL Premier Division awaits tomorrow for FC Alaban as they prepare to host AFC Liverpool at the Bowl. Following a busy schedule of games already this week, the Ravens manager Paul Jones praises the resolve of both the experienced and younger members of his side.
We'll definitely have the bodies required, and then it's about how we utilise that group to get a good performance out of ourselves and cause AFC Liverpool some problems. You know, playing at home in front of the crowds we play against is a wonderful occasion and feeling for the players, and you know, some of the group have been available for every game over the last kind of 7 to 10 days, and you know, they're deserving of running out in front of our home fans on Saturday and being part of that squad. And you know, I think I owe them the opportunity to do that. We've got an incredible group who are committed to the club and each other. Part of what the club is trying to do is to give young players opportunities. They've done very well throughout the season in terms of how they've committed to the training group and their performances within training, and it's only right and responsible for me to provide some opportunities in good opportunities in game situations to expose them to a level of football that will hopefully inspire them and inspire other young people on the Isle of Man to really push on with their football.
What challenges will you have to be wary of against that AFC Liverpool side?
Yeah, they've kicked on this last kind of 2 months or so of the season. They're winning games, you know, they've always scored goals, been at risk of conceding a number of goals every game, and they seem to have fixed that, or certainly they're able to score more goals than they're conceding over the last 8 weeks, and got some really strong performances and really good results. So I hope for the fans' perspective that the game is similar to the one when we played away and it ended 4-4, but from a manager's perspective, I hope that we still cause them trouble in an attacking sense and we're a little bit more disciplined and focused from a defending sense, so we don't concede quite so many. So I expect quite an open game, to be honest. They're going to go for it. They're in a safe position in the league. I'm sure they're going to come and really try and play an attacking style of football, and then it's about how we work against that and hopefully a good number of goals for us and not too many for them.
If you just joined Update, just a word about what's happening at Ronald's Way. There was an incident about 4 o'clock this afternoon with a twin-engine light aircraft. Just one person on board. That person's reported to be safe and well, but the airport's closed at the moment. At the moment, everything is diverted or delayed, although flights after 7 o'clock tonight are being badged as on time, so we'll see. A call to arms meeting for the hospitality sector has been described as one of the biggest of its kind on the Isle of Man. More than 100 people attended the closed doors meeting yesterday, with 74 Manx businesses represented. The story with Beth Espy.
A statement from the Licensed Victuallers Association this afternoon said the purpose of the meeting, which was held privately, was to discuss the challenges faced by the hospitality industry. They say these include pressures from wage increases, recruitment issues, regulatory and training burdens, and reduced footfall. Additionally, there have also been recent calls for an overhaul of VAT. Andy Saunders is from the LVA.
VAT, we understand how difficult that is for government, but it's also not impossible as they continue to put out continuously. We have two other Crown dependencies very close to us, Jersey and Guernsey, who have much, much lower rates of sales tax.
They do have a higher population, though.
They do indeed. But to say that we can't work on VAT is not correct. It's a challenge that the government don't want to work on rather than won't work on.
Speaking before details of the meeting were released, Enterprise Minister Tim Johnston told Manx Radio it wasn't appropriate for government to provide individual support to those struggling.
Frankly, there are other hospitality businesses that are still opening at the moment and growing. So we've got to look at the bigger picture sometimes, understand why are those businesses that are thriving doing well, why are they doing that, and why are others struggling, and understand that broader picture. We can't just go headlong into throwing money at the situation. We need to have a clear understanding of what the challenges are.
In response to that, the LVA suggests the minister's remarks are closed-minded and inaccurate, given they were made without hearing their feedback.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 19 minutes before 6. The price of a passport's gone up. It had previously cost £93. Are we getting a raw deal? The story with Dave Moore.
The increase applied here in the Isle of Man on Thursday was also introduced at the same time across the British Isles. However, if you live in the United Kingdom and are renewing your passport, then you can save £17.50 by renewing online. That option is not available in the island, where you can download an application form but then have to physically take it to government office in Bucks Road, Douglas. The counter is open Monday to Friday from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. A notice on the government's website states they're experiencing a continued increase in demand for passport services. Their emergency travel document will continue to be delivered within 24 hours, but their express service is still suspended, having been withdrawn on August 18th last year. Standard applications are taking up to 20 working days to process. With the introduction of an online renewal option, which is available in the UK at a price of £82.50, help reduce any backlog. Manx Radio has contacted the government for comment on this issue.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes now before 6, the French industrial energy giant Schneider Electric today announced it's in discussions to take over the US-listed software firm Bentley Systems in a deal worth nearly $16 billion. While it highlighted that no deal is certain, Schneider Electric said it was exploring a potential strategic transaction with Bentley, which had a market capitalization yesterday of $15.6 billion. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrocourt.com. Coventry Building Society has agreed a potential taker of the Co-op Bank in a deal worth up to £780 million. The Building Society confirmed it's reached an agreement on key commercial terms with the bank's owners. The acquisition, which would see the Building Society take on the bank's 3 million customers, would make it the UK's seventh largest lender with assets of around 89 billion sterling. The deal, subject to the two firms agreeing a contract and gaining approval from financial services regulators. Coventry Building Society said the Co-op Bank will be integrated gradually over several years. The deal would mean the return of the bank to a mutual ownership structure, which it last had more than 10 years ago when it was part of the wider Co-op Group. It left the group in 2017 when it fell into financial difficulties before being rescued by American hedge funds and is currently owned by a group of private equity investors.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed lower. Currency markets settled into an uneasy calm after the Swiss franc and Japanese yen jumped on reports that Israel had attacked Iran, and gold prices held firm. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall, reporting at the close in London. The FTSE 100 up 0.25%, 7,895. The DAX in Frankfurt down 0.5% at 17,742. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.4%, 37,929. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index down just over 0.1% at 15,428. The S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.4% at 4,991. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1.24, €1, 16.3 cents, and 23 South African rand, 71.7 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.6%, $2,393 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up just over a percentage point at $87.26.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m., is it?
Quarter to 3.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Watersports. Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Here's the latest information. If you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, sea swimming, diving or surfing this weekend, it's looking promising. Sea temperatures 9 degrees Celsius. And the weather summary, dry with sunny spells, turning cloudy a Sunday afternoon. The wind for tomorrow, northerly force 2 or 3, becoming variable. Saturday afternoon, wave height less than half a metre, wave period 2 to 4 seconds. High water is 10:20 tomorrow morning. And for Sunday, the wind is westerly or northwesterly, force 2 or 3, becoming variable in the afternoon. Wave height less than half a metre, wave period 2 to 5 seconds. High tide 11 o'clock Sunday morning.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Tynwald has back calls for the communications regulator to seek to implement social internet tariffs. Jason Morehouse, MHK's plans hope to tackle digital exclusion for those facing financial barriers. But it wasn't without some scrutiny by Treasury Minister Alex Allenson, who does agree the tech is part of the Isle of Man's critical national infrastructure.
We know that because government, after the 2016 election and obvious issues there with access and speed of internet, set out the broadband strategy and have put large amounts of money to make sure that fibre broadband is expanded right around the area. And we've seen over that time more and more people being able to access internet services, access high-speed internet services, but we've also seen a major change in the market as well. There is that definition of what are essential online activities. For me and my family, that tends to be browsing and shopping. So that, for me, is essential. But that what people think is essential may differ. And I know that certain people use social media to connect with their local communities in the outside world. And for them, that's essential. It's the question about affordability. And the Honourable Member says he wants a service affordable. But what may be affordable for me would not be affordable for someone else. At the end of the day, I think the Honourable Member says that everyone will be a winner, but somebody has to pay for this. If we're going to give a discounted rate for what are on the island now fibre services that are available, somebody has to pay for that, and the cost of that will have to go on to the rest of the consumers. Or, you know, other people have said that it should be part of social security. But then again, you're setting up a cliff edge there in the benefit system, which adds more and more levels and makes it less and less likely that people might return to work because they'll move out and lose out on all those added passported benefits.
Manx Radio Sport.
Bastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Bastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and after a hectic last few days of midweek league matches, it's cup competition that takes centre stage on Ireland this weekend. Saturday will see the start of this year's Hospital Cup competition with 18 teams to contest the preliminary round. Among the ties, there's an all-Premier League clash between St Mary's and Ramsey, whilst Division 2 title hopefuls Foxdale host top-flight opposition in the form of Douglas Royal. Matches will get underway at 2:30 p.m. Meanwhile, Sunday will see Peel take on Onchan in the Women's FA Cup final. The Western side are chasing a league and cup double after being crowned league champions this season. That match will take place at the Bowl in 2 days' time at 2:45 p.m. In rugby, the final qualifier for this year's Manx Cup final takes place tomorrow afternoon. Ramsey will host Douglas at Morag Park at 2:15 on Saturday, with the visitors having already qualified for the final next week in their quest to successfully defend their cup title. Meanwhile, the Northerners need a minimum of 1 point from tomorrow's game or avoid defeat by 101 points or more to make the last two. Manx Radio's rugby correspondent Dave Christian thinks the meetings between these sides last season in this competition could point to a close-fought battle.
This could be a dress rehearsal for the final. We look back to the playing record. Ramsey played Douglas twice in last year's Manx Cup. The Manx Cup final, Douglas won 23-14. It promises to be a right old ding-dong. On paper, at least, you've got to go for a Douglas win.
And in cycling, Mark Cavendish looks set to make a much-anticipated return to racing this weekend. The Manx missile has been named in the Astana Kazakhstan squad to take on the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey, which starts on Sunday and runs for 7 days. 38-year-old 22-year-old Cavendish has spent a more prolonged spell away from competing this month due to recent illness and subsequent time to recover. It's also hoped he'll be fit to contest the Tour de Hongrie, which is scheduled to take place from the 8th of May.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Because of the incident at Ronaldsway, some real delays. The 4 o'clock inbound Bristol was diverted. The 4:25 Logan Air from Birmingham delayed. The 4:30 EasyJet from Belfast International diverted. The 5 o'clock EasyJet from Manchester has been cancelled. The 5:25 Logan Air inbound from Manchester has been delayed. Now, interestingly, the 7:10 EasyJet from Liverpool is showing on time. The 7:45 EasyJet from Gatwick on time. The 5:08 Logan Air from Liverpool returning patient transfer showing on time. And the Logan Air 10:09 London City showing on time. So outbound, the 4:30 EasyJet to Bristol delayed. The 5 o'clock EasyJet to Belfast International delayed. The 5:30 Logan Air to London City delayed. The 5:30 EasyJet to Manchester cancelled. The 6 o'clock Logan Air to Liverpool delayed. That's the patient transfer outbound. The 7:40 EasyJet to Liverpool is showing on time. The 8:15 EasyJet to Gatwick showing on time. On the roads, temporary lights on Vicarage Road at Stevenson's Way, Bratton, the roundabout there for Waterman replacement. Part of the old Castletown roads closed at Port Sodrick Glen Road and Marine Drive for carriageway repairs. Brighton Terrace in Douglas is closed between Mount Bradder and Trinity Church, just by the Rosemount Pub, for gas main replacement. Hillside Avenue closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road closed for construction work till November. Phase closures on the Starby Road for water main repairs. Phase closures on Ballachill Ferrick Road for water main work. Lights on Shore Road, Gansey, near Mount Gorn Road for patching work. And Cairn Drockard Road is closed in phases for water main work. Look out, the mountain roads closed on Monday from Ramsey Hairpin and the Bungalow from 6 o'clock Monday morning till 10 Tuesday night.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Just to quickly reiterate, around 4 o'clock this afternoon, we received reports of an incident involving a twin-engine light aircraft at Ronaldsway. It led to the closure of the runway and delays to flights in and out of the Isle of Man. Airport officials say they're working to resolve the situation. A Max Radio was sent a number of photographs showing emergency services at the scene. We were also contacted by a passenger on board a flight waiting to depart who said that their pilot told them there was just one person on board the aircraft and they were reported to be safe and well. It's understood the plane involved in the incident is being assessed to see if it can be moved, and if so, flights will be able to resume on the Isle of Man. Of course, we will bring you an update on the situation as soon as we have it. Everyone's priority, of course, is the safety of everyone involved. The airport is urging you, the public, they say, please not to speculate. Plans to grow the medicinal cannabis industry are expected to have a minimal impact on the Isle of Man's power and water supply, so long as it stays on a small scale. The full story with Lewis Foster.
There's sufficient capacity in the island's existing electricity generation infrastructure to meet the demand increase expected from plans to grow the medicinal cannabis industry on the island. That's from the chair of Manx Utilities in response to a timbered written question concerning power and water demand and emissions associated with the Department for Enterprise's strategy. Those plans from the DfE include a number of small-scale cannabis farms which are expected to draw an electrical demand of no more than 10 megawatts and no more than 0.2 million litres of water per day. Business Isle of Man says the island is on course for 10 new licensed firms by the end of next year. Regulations were brought in to allow the growth, manufacturing, distribution and export of cannabis products in 2021. When it comes to powering potential companies' farms, John Wannenberg says some infrastructure investment may be required depending on the network capability in the vicinity of any proposed production site. On emissions produced by such sites, Mr. Wannenberg says by 2030, the power system will be fully decarbonised and the additional annual power requirements can be met through a combination of Manx Utilities' own renewables in conjunction with interconnector imports and or on-island carbon-neutral dispatchable generators. Cannabis growing facilities, he says, typically require power to support lighting for a maximum of 18 hours a day within the first growth phase and 12 hours per day in the second phase. Meanwhile, he says the demand for water depends on the size of the industry, saying the impact on supply would only become an issue if there was a very large cannabis sector on the island.
That's it for Update Tonight, brought to you from the resources of Banks Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Rob Pritchard's here. With Friday Sport, Chris Kinley will have the latest from Ronald's Way and the greatest hits from 6:30, Howie Kane with Sweet and Swing at 9. Have a great weekend. Update returns Monday afternoon at 5:30.
W.I.